Hello and welcome to the Payments Journal podcast. While Payments Journal, appropriately, focuses a majority of our editorial space on, well, payments, sometimes we get the opportunity to dive into a niche that doesn't center on transaction. Yet it's so important to the ultimate exchange of value that is payments. Today we're joined by Brian Day, solutions consultant at PSCU, as well as Mercator Advisor Group's own Sarah Grotta, who directs our debit and alternative payments practice. They're discussing a new business intelligence tool for credit unions, fintechs, and financial institutions generally. At the intersection, this new tool works for card onboarding, user experience, and competitive intelligence, and it's called the Curinos Digital Banking Hub. Having seen a demonstration myself, I would describe it as a roadmap or blueprint that diagrams the step-by-step process different card providers use to offer and onboard users. In a year where user experience seems to be a hallmark of most of our discussions, this new product seems particularly apropos. Without further ado, let's take it to the show. So Brian, to start us off, what can credit unions do to better understand their members' changing preferences and make informed decisions to meet expectations in what is certainly a changing digital-first world? Can you give us an overview of that?
Yeah, Ryan, and I think it's a great question because when we look at the place that we're at right now from a digital perspective, we were seeing growth broadly across the industry pre-pandemic. So in other words, more consumers and more credit union members were using digital channels to perform their day-to-day banking needs. And then COVID really accelerated that. And so you saw growth on a couple of fronts. One is there were new members using digital functionality. And frankly, that was out of necessity. And then two, you saw digital users start to use more functions. And so what that has done is just driven tremendous growth in digital. And so I think we've got a chart to look at what we're seeing in terms of the long-term expectations. And I think a lot of questions remain on what will we see long-term? Will we continue to see adoption and growth in the digital channels? And the expectation is that we will. And so what that means from a credit union lens is that you're seeing the industry react to so much growth in digital. That means more investments. That means changing dynamics. New features are being rolled out. Your large issuers, your fintechs are increasingly coming into the space. And so it's critically important for credit unions to get a sense of what they're doing today and how that stacks up with the competition. And specifically, are they offering a robust set of features? Are they removing as much friction as possible from that member journey? And really, that is a critical component. And so to understand the dynamic and the landscape, that is a critical starting point to ensure credit union success.
You know, I was wondering if you had a point of view on this question. You know, in some regard, I almost think that through the pandemic and all of the change in patterns that we saw, again, as you mentioned, certainly leaning towards digital, in some regard, has that helped credit unions kind of understand a little bit where to prioritize? Because, you know, certain digital products may have really seen a huge surge. Is that at all helpful, do you think?
I think it is. And I think the mentality is broad. And so what the pandemic has done is caused credit unions to say, wow, we're seeing major growth in the digital channels. And that's not unique. So when you looked at the large financial institutions reporting their financials after Q1, the constant theme was growth in digital. And again, that was adoption and utilization. So that climate has caused credit unions to say, this is really, really important. And this is something that we really need to focus on. I think the challenge becomes then, where do we start? What are the important features that we need to develop? What are the important experiences that we need to focus on to make sure that they're as free of friction as possible? And so I think that the mentality is broad. And now I think we need to narrow it down to really look from a granular perspective at the starting point.
Really cool, Brian. I'd like to focus in on two words you use there, functionality and utilization. My understanding, we've got a new product out there called the Curinos Digital Banking Hub. Can you give us an overview of that product, but maybe really key on the importance of functionality and utilization within it?
Yeah, absolutely. And so when we take those challenges that we just discussed, that's really where PSCU wanted to help our clients solve those challenges. So in other words, where do we start? How do we prioritize? What parts of the digital experience should we focus on? So PSCU earlier this year partnered with a company called Kurnos. So Kurnos specializes in market intelligence and specifically in digital journeys. So Kurnos, they will go out in the marketplace and they will research digital journeys. So they'll have those digital journeys chronicled in their digital banking hub. And that allows financial institutions to go in and view the digital experience, whether that's online or mobile, of competitive institutions. And so this is something that will really help credit unions benchmark. It'll help them look at and compare their digital experiences versus what others are doing and prioritize. So they can look at what features that others have available that they may not, and that will help them prioritize from a digital investment perspective. So that's one component of the offering. And then the other thing that PSCU is offering is a digital consulting engagement where we'll sit down with a credit union, look at what they're doing today, and PSCU will do the benchmarking, the research, and provide a set of recommendations, again, to really help that credit union establish where should we start to enhance and expand our digital experience.
Just to make sure I understand this. So if I'm a credit union and I'm thinking about adding, I don't know, a loan payments to my app, is that something that you could help me to understand maybe what my competition is doing or how prevalent that capability is on other FI's banking apps?
Yeah, so that, I think there's two things there, and the answer to both is yes. So you can go in as a user and you can look at how prevalent a feature is across the marketplace. And so one of the things you're starting to see, particularly around transaction details, as an example, is institutions are really adding more detail around transactions. So you saw with the launch of the Apple Card, for example, some more information, you know, a better user interface, more graphics being available around transaction detail, and you're starting to see the rest of the industry start to match that. And so you're able to go in as a user and look at the prevalence of that feature across different market segments, but then you're also able to go into individual issuer experiences and look at specifically how they're managing or navigating that particular feature or offering. And I think one of the things that's really interesting about the experience is as we've talked to credit unions, some of them are doing this today, but they're doing it informally. And so as I talked to one credit union, kind of a funny story is I asked them how they're doing the research today. And a single individual at the credit union was going and opening a host of accounts at other providers. So as we showed him this offering, he was really excited about it. And his comment was, "This is great. I can do the same research without destroying my credit score." So I thought that was kind of a funny anecdote, but it really is solving a true problem in that credit unions today are doing that competitive intelligence that tends to be informal in terms of how they're gathering that information.
So Brian, a lot of the times when we discuss the credit union ecosystem, sort of by default, you end up doing so within the context of credit unions, whether versus or in contrast to much larger institutions that have much larger budgets. Can you talk to me about some of the ways credit unions compete, how they can compete against the digital offerings that these larger financial institutions might have?
Yeah, and I think that's the nature of the market is just by and large, probably every community institution competes with your large issuers. Their marketing base and their reach is very broad. And so I think it goes back to a couple of things that we've talked about is really understanding what they're doing. But then I also think that credit unions have that capability to embrace their relationship and knowing that member more deeply than the larger financial institutions do. But I think one of the things that's critical is knowing consumers now in the digital age is knowing them digitally, where maybe in the past it was more of knowing them from an in-person perspective. And so I think that really tactically, it goes back to something that we talked about is credit unions have to understand, what am I doing today? What are those large issuers doing? Are there opportunities or things that I'm not doing that the larger issuers are? And make sure that you close those gaps as quickly as possible, because ultimately your consumers are constantly being bombarded with marketing messages and the digital experience is critically important to that relationship in today's environment.
Yeah. And, you know, when I think about what credit unions need to be concerned about from a competitive perspective, I think it goes actually beyond some of the large financial institutions with their massive budgets decked against, you know, their digital products. I also, you know, think about how they need to compete with things like neobanks and challenger banks and other fintechs that have gotten into the banking space without actually being a bank. So competition, I think, is certainly coming from every direction. And then on top of that, you know, if we think about digital experiences more broadly, we have all kinds of digital experiences that are beyond what we do with a financial services organization that sometimes kind of creeps into consumers' expectations. So, you know, I can get, you know, let's say, for example, immediate data on a package I might be tracking or something like that. And consumers sort of bring that into their banking relationship as well to say, well, why can't I get instant data for, you know, a particular transaction or something like that. So certainly, you know, expectations are being raised. And while it seems like it's really tough to compete against all of that, I do think that, you know, one thing that credit unions do have as an advantage is a lot of them are very focused, right? They have a membership that they're focused around. They have businesses where they really excel. And I think that's a very important part to helping credit unions to understand really where to place their bets, place their investments and to get focused.
Yeah, it's such a great point, Sarah, and such an important point from the perspective that consumers are really benchmarking digital experiences, not just in the financial services space, but broadly. And back to something that you said is, I think an advantage that credit unions have is they're looking at ways to help serve their members. Help their members. And so when we look at digital experiences more broadly, it's probably overused, but you know, recommendations are really an important thing. And so if we can take member information, member data, and make recommendations to help that member, not to sell to that member, but to help that member, you know, that's really a different way of approaching that relationship than your larger financial institutions are doing today.
Really cool. Brian, in a prior discussion, you had a chance to show us the Curinos dashboard journey, and it reminded me an awful lot of a technology we actually use in podcast production, which is like, if you wanted to teach someone how to produce a podcast, you turn on this tech, and every time you make a click or do an action, it like takes a screenshot of what you've done to show you the path of how to do all these production elements. And it struck me as like a really similar type of process that Curinos had created. I'm just sort of curious, like design and navigation for digital solutions is super important. Curious if you want to just expand on the importance of design and navigation for engaging your customers.
Yeah, I just think it's such a critical element. And if you're not delivering a good experience. When I say a good experience, so if you're not providing the key features that membership are looking to do on a day-to-day basis, that can be very damaging to that relationship with that member. And then in addition to that, if the functions that a member is performing today are filled with friction, that can be damaging to the relationship as well. And so it's really critical to have those key components of your journey really optimized so that members have that good experience. And when they pick up their phone or if they're sitting in front of their computer and they want to perform a task or do some research, that's really easy for them to do that. And if it's not, unfortunately, there's lots of choices in the market today. And the member may not want to, but they may find themselves expanding the relationship into another financial institution that's delivering a better digital experience.
Yeah, you know, one idea, one, you know, experience I think we can point to in the space is really what's happened in the bill pay marketplace. Consumers, members used to like to pay their bills with their credit union. It was a great place for to pay all your bills in one spot. But guess what happened? You know, there wasn't a lot of investment in keeping that up for the new digital age. And I think billers took advantage of that. They made a much better experience for their joint customers and created really a easy way for consumers to pay their bill. So consumers might be getting a text about their upcoming bill and they could just push one button and that bill would be paid. And that was a much better experience than what they were receiving from their financial institution. So here we are at this point where most bills are now paid directly with the biller. So I think that's one of the examples of how not having a great digital experience can really have a significant impact on your ability to serve your members.
Yeah, no question. And that's just a great example of how consumers and credit union members as part of that larger consumer group will navigate or move to experiences that are the easiest, offer the least amount of friction. And so that's an excellent example.
Really cool. So Brian and Sarah, thank you so much for sharing your expertise on our discussion today. Some of my favorite discussions are the ones where we're not zeroed in on the specifics of payment transactions or so forth, but rather like this is a business intelligence tool surveying the market, offering like strategic and customer experience insights, but all super, super necessary around the pivotal elements of payments and banking. So thank you again. Really fascinating discussion.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.